So what is the benefit of learning that Allah's preference that He's assigned to Adam alayhi salam and his children is a result of the knowledge that He's given to them, and that knowledge is greater than ibadah, is greater than worship, and so on and so forth. It teaches us that Allah created us with a purpose. That purpose is knowledge and acting upon that knowledge. And there's a very interesting note here. Allah says in the Quran, Ar-Rahman, He introduces Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman. Then Allah says, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, He taught the Qur'an. Then Allah says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ, He created man. Then Allah says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, He taught him expression. If you notice here, Allah mentions first, the first favor upon us, the first favor of the most merciful is that He taught the Qur'an even before our creation. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he also points out here, he says, notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, خَلَقَ الْقُرْآنِ, that He created the Qur'an. But instead, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, He taught the Qur'an, which is a very significant point in our creed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has spoken the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we take a few lessons from this order here. Number one, that the Qur'an is more important and more noble than the creation of man. Subhanallah, it's that high, it's that elevated, it is that honored and that noble that it's even mentioned before the creation of man, as if to say there would be no purpose for the creation of man had it not been for that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create man without guidance, right? You were not created without purpose. You were created for something very clear. And that's why even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions us, when we come out of our mother's wombs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ, that Allah guided him to the path. And that has a double meaning, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him out of his mother's womb. So he made your pregnancy easy. And the second thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to the spiritual path, to the path that you should be on, the path of knowledge and the path of worship and so on and so forth. And in that is actually a response to agnostics or skeptic theists or whoever they may be, those that would claim that there may be a God, that or that there surely is a God, but that God created us without purpose, and that we don't know what God wants of us, and that God has not sent messengers or messages and so on and so forth. What would be the point of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of a God creating all of this without guidance? So Imam al-Suyuti rahimahullah, he actually comments on the order in Surah Ar-Rahman. He says, هَذَا تَرْتِيبٌ رُتَبِ وَلَيْسَ تَرْتِيبًا زَمَنِيًّا, that this is that this order that Allah is mentioning here is one of benefit, is one of priorities. It's not one that is chronological. Because could we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Qur'an before He created man? No, who did Allah teach the Qur'an to, right? Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam Suyuti is saying Allah is pointing out something very important here. أَيْلَا مَعْنَى لِوُجُودِ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ دُونِ مَنْهَجٍ يَسِيرُ عَلَيْهِ, that there is no point for the existence of man without a methodology that he could proceed upon to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Qur'an is a greater gift than creating you, because had Allah created you without knowledge, without purpose, and knowledge of that purpose, then it would have been absolutely miserable. And that's why you find people become miserable in life when they don't know why they're here. You know, you ask someone the basic question, why are you here? What's your purpose? What's your calling? And when you can't answer that, then you're absolutely miserable. Because you want to know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you here in the first place. So Allah taught you the Qur'an. And before creating you, He had a purpose for you. And He had guidance for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you within the framework of that guidance and of that purpose. Then Allah azza wa jal mentions that He taught you how to express yourself. And expression is one of the greatest gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we find that, you know, one of the most frustrating things and one of the most difficult trials that a person could go through in life is that they're unable to express themselves. Even medically speaking, you know, if a person is in a coma and they're responsive or they know what's going on around them, but they're unable to express themselves. Or if they have a permanent condition where they're unable to speak properly or express themselves. It's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives to a person when He allows you to clearly know how to express yourself. But notice, by the way, that Allah mentioned expression after knowledge, which goes to the previous point, that you should not express yourself without knowledge. Don't speak without knowledge. First comes ilm, then comes bayan. First comes knowledge, then comes speech. Now, the most beautiful thing that we can take from all of this, and this is the greatest lesson that I would take from this personally and that I hope that all of you would take is that, you know, Allah truly has assigned our nobility as His creation to the amount of knowledge that we gain and we act upon. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you, the most noble of you as human beings are those that learn the Qur'an and then teach it. The Prophet ﷺ also says, إِنَّ فَضَّ الْعَالَمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضِّي عَلَى أَدْنَاكُمْ, that the preference of the scholar to the worshipper is like my preference, my status over the lowest of my ummah. So Allah has preferred the people of knowledge who act upon that knowledge, that don't just learn, but actually embody that knowledge, to people who merely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where their nobility is, and particularly their knowledge of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. And you can't learn the Qur'an without knowing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and living like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying your best to emulate that. And that's who you are as a person. That's where you measure yourself, on the scale of purpose. Am I living up to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be? Am I fulfilling the purpose for my very existence and for my very creation? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those that are proceeding upon that proper methodology to gain His pleasure and live up to their purpose. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.